Steve Berman joins us, the Bay Area sports guy and the architect of the Marty Lurie bingo game and one of the best websites really out there. You get so much news. Steve, you're joining us this morning. You're a little late because you were here early, then you left for the press conference. You were an eyewitness to history here, 90 million for 100 pence. What did it look like?
Well, 100 pence actually talked about something interesting is everybody talked about Larry Bear talking to him in the clubhouse on the night of the Willie Mack Award and maybe negotiating, and 100 pence with a laugh said, no, we were just talking about how much the Willie Mack Award meant to me, and then everyone had a good laugh. So I think that was kind of a fun, you know, kind of nod to the fact that, yes, they were negotiating quite a bit recently, and it's been a whirlwind last couple weeks for 100 pence, and obviously the Giants felt like he deserved to be rewarded, and 100 pence wanted to stay here and be a Giant for 5 years, and he seemed very excited. He also said he wanted to be a bigger part of the community, so we'll see what happens with that.
All right, Steve. Very good. Go ahead, Marty.
Go ahead, Pat. Tell me what
I was just going to say. Get right up on that mic because the folks in the back are having a hard time over the loud, boisterous voices.
Come on, let me tell you. This is we got a lot of action here today, and Pat and I are a dance team. We're going to Dancing with the Stars.
You've ever seen Silver Lining Playbook, Marty?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, you did?
Great movie.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
Me and Marty, right?
Yeah.
You can do it.
Great movie. Who are you?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to be that young lady just for a moment. I just stand and stare.
Wasn't that
and
a great
admire.
Movie?
It was phenomenal. The ending was a hair bit cheesy,
yeah.
But I don't mind cheese so much.
It was good, though. Bradley Cooper is good.
Okay.
I'm just getting over the idea of Pecan as Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, it's a stretch.
All right.
Yeah. Look. Sorry to distract you guys, but we're just we're ironing out for the 26th time the gear here. So thanks, Marty, for your patience.
All right. Not a problem. Always a pleasure. What are you going to do for the playoffs? And I want to get your pick for the World Series or the National League pennant. What do you see happening?
For the pennant, I have a hard time going against the St. Louis Cardinals, really. I mean, they're obviously, you know, the most experienced playoff team that's still there with the Giants not making it. The Dodgers are a team that's obviously good, but the Cardinals actually had to work to win that division. And I think that helps teams out as they go into the playoffs to be playing important games pretty close in. They also have the pitching, obviously with Waka, he's doing very, very well. And I'm not sure about going for a team like the Reds or the Pirates. They have to win a game, so you don't even know if that's going to happen. And I just like the Cardinals coming out of the National League. And really, I kind of feel like it might be the A's here in the American League. And to see this Cardinals and the A's in the World Series, that's probably my pick right now.
Boy, that'd be interesting.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Go back to 1931, I believe, Cardinals and the A's. And Pepper Martin, the great Pepper Martin, took over that World Series for the Cardinals. Is it 30 or 31? I forget, but 31.
What about you, Marty? How are you feeling the National League pennant? I know you said you think the Dodgers have a real good opportunity.
I think the Dodgers are the favorite. I kind of like the Reds simply because if they ever put it together, they've got the pitching to do it. Mm-hmm. But Ron Wotus and Andy Bagley this morning talked about the Cardinals, how they grind out at bats, and they've got a lot of pieces of the puzzle. And Wainwright is a guy who's won a World Series before. He can carry you through a World Series. He's that good. I just don't know if the overall pitching is that good. So we'll see, but I'm picking the Dodgers, and I like the Tigers. I've said that all along. They're back again. Usually when a team gets beat, they come back, and they're better the next year. It's like Super Bowl stuff. So I'm taking the Tigers and the Dodgers.
Yeah, and Marty, I know you're talking with Ron Wotus, and it was Baggerly in the bullpen or the bunker too, and talking about that 1-2 that the Dodgers possess. Well, the Tigers have that 1-2-3 with Scherzer, Sanchez, and then don't sleep on Verlander, who's not had a phenomenal year, but I wouldn't count him out of any big start.
No, how about Fister? Yeah. He gave the Giants all they can handle. He got hit on the head.
He took one off the grape last year and kept pitching, so they do have a good rotation.
Cabrera. Anibal Sanchez as well. I mean, he's going to be going for the ERA title.
Yeah.
But Miguel Cabrera, he's dinged up, had a poor September. And the rest of that lineup, we'll see what happens. The A's, they just have that fighting spirit. It'd be fun to see them go. Josh Donaldson, I love him. Obviously went to Auburn, so I got to pull for him. But to see Bartolo Colon go out there and win a game would just, I think that would just light the Bay Area up. So I think it'll be Cardinals and A's when it's all said
really?
And done.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
It'll be fun.
All right, time now to try to give away $100 in our Cash Call Mortgage Cash Call of the Game. For the lowest rates, call 866-590-CASH. Last time we do this, right, Pat? That's it for me.
Man, now you're going to make me all weepy and
if
forlorn
you're listening
here.
Listening to yesterday's game and you know the call, Raf, take call in number 7 today, the lucky number 7, at 808-KMBR. 808-KMBR, dial now. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you on the line and hopefully give you $100. Steve Berman, stick around for just a couple of seconds. Bay Area sports guy.